Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. Time. Tempus in Latin. Truly infinitesimal and infinite. Tempus fugit. Time flies. But days can feel short or long. How is this? Is time elasticum? Elastic? Is our time chariot locked in a quantum labyrinth? Labyrinth, from the Latin labyrinthus, meaning a maze. That is amazing. We are in outer space, prevented from loosening the Van Allen radiation belt by the ancient scholar Alcuin of York.
Present. Presens. As opposed to past. Praeteritus. Or future. Futurus.
Alcuin, desiste, stop! We need your help, MVPs. Go back and listen to episode 13 with your tabellae, your tablets, your notebooks, to prepare for the enigma now confronting us. We'll wait. To recap in English. Alcuin's Proposition 18, concerning the man, the she-goat, and the wolf, not to mention cabbage. A certain man needed to take a wolf, a she-goat, and a load of cabbage across a river. However, he could only find a boat which would carry two of these at a time. Thus, what rule did he employ so as to get all of them across unharmed? Itchy! Look! There's something happening here, but what it is isn't exactly clear. Something. From terra firma. From Earth, a sophisticated sequence of zeros and ones, forming like glittering gold lights. Something flowing through the cosmic cyber channel right here to our time chariot. I hope we paid our cable bill. Sybil, Sybil, what's happening?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind like so many pages. I am receiving messages from Earth. Now, engathered, bound by love into a single volume that seems scattered.
Sybil is paraphrasing the legendary poet Dante's Paradiso, Canto 33. But more on this at another time.
We have heard from 11 loyal, whimsy listeners who have provided answers to Alcuin of York's riddle. We thank Caleb, Kenzie, Tyler, Stephen, Caitlin, Jackson, Gabby, Lorelei, Winston, Abigail, and Abby. We would be lost in space without them. Or at least stuck talking to Alcuin for a few centuries.
Ex scientia vera, from knowledge comes truth. And now, responsum, the answer to Alcuin's mind-numbing riddle. Check your tabellae for accuracy. The answer is, in a similar manner, I would first take the she-goat and leave behind the wolf and the cabbage. When I had returned, I would ferry over the wolf. With the wolf unloaded, I would retrieve the she-goat and take it back across. Then I would unload the she-goat and take the cabbage to the other side. I would next row back and take the she-goat across. The crossing should go well by doing thus, and absent from the threat of slaughter.
Oh, Optime! You have passed examen primum!
What? What's that, Alcuin? The first test?
They don't call me Alcuin the Ongoing for nothing. Ex nihilo.
No one from the Latin nemo calls you that, Alcuin.
Solve the next riddle, and I will leave you alone. Pine sempiterna.
Alcuin, did you just say almost forever in Latin?
Did you hear the one about the triangular city?
Well, this is a tale told by an Alcuin, full of sound and blurry, for another time. You have saved the day, MVPs. Whatever day is, take it all, dies a die, day by day. And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.